As we monitor COVID-19 across the country, let's take a closer look at the outbreak in Tennessee, which now tops the U.S. in per capita cases of the coronavirus. Joining us is Blake Farmer, healthcare reporter for Nashville Public Radio. And Blake, the Tennessee Health Commissioner said yesterday that another holiday surge would break the state's hospitals. What is the situation like there now?
Well, when you look at hospitals, you can talk about capacity in terms of percentages, but they just don't tell the whole story. Hospitals are expanding their COVID ICUs. They're turning waiting rooms into patient areas. At least two hospitals in Tennessee have had to call on a government stockpile for ventilators. They've been making it work, and they're doing more than they ever could have imagined earlier this year, but they are really worried about what's next over the next few weeks.
We see that 30% of COVID tests are coming back positive in Tennessee, and yet the governor, Bill Lee, a Republican, continues to refuse a statewide mask mandate. What steps is he taking, if any?
He's really been adamant about not mandating masks. He notes that about 70% of the state is under mask mandates right now, local ones. He argues a statewide mandate could actually backfire. Not sure how it would really make things worse, but he's certainly encouraging local mayors to make that mask mandate at this point. What Governor Lee did last night was ban public gatherings of more than 10 people. Now, there are lots of exceptions, weddings, funerals, religious services. It also doesn't actually restrict private gatherings, even though the governor has said people really need to stay with just their household for the next month, even during the holidays. So these may not sound super strict, but they are some of the first statewide restrictions Tennessee's had since the summer.
Yeah, and speaking of the holidays, Christmas, of course, is on Friday and then New Year's. So if hospitals are struggling right now, are they prepared for what could come?
Oh, man. I mean, the big issue is staffing, not space. The state's even started to run out of options there, though. They thought they'd be able to just fly in traveling nurses and doctors, but they're not available now. They're working all over the country. So they've called on the Medical Reserve Corps in the state, which I'm not sure I even knew existed before this. They've even talked to students, like maybe a registered nurse who went back to be a nurse practitioner, to ask them to spend their Christmas break picking up shifts.
Wow.
And state health officials say they're just looking under every rock to find help until vaccines kick in.
Blake Farmer from Nashville Public Radio, thank you so much.
You're welcome.